This is Brielle, 8018. All right, Brielle, you want to get started? You can go ahead and hit a buzzer for me, whichever one you want.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have our friend introduce themselves to us. So can you tell us about you?
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Go ahead and tell me.
Brielle.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Awesome. So Jibo's just gonna hang out with us while we're playing some games. So we're gonna start with our red game first. And for this one, I want you to tell me this letter and then what this is a picture of.
A, apple.
Can you think of anything else that starts with an A? Okay. What about, what kind of things would you see at a zoo that starts with an A?
Animals?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay, so you could just tell me the letter and then what it is. It's a picture.
B, boy.
Awesome.
C, cookie. D, duck. E, elephant. F, fish. G, guitar. H, house. I, ice. J, juice box?
Yeah, you got it. What kind of juice is that?
Grape juice.
Do you like grape juice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like apple juice too.
K, key. L, leaf. M, monkey. N, nose. O, orange. P, plate. Q.
What noise does a duck make?
Quack.
Yeah.
R.
What color starts with an R? Can you think of a color?
Red.
Yeah, you got it.
S. Spider.
Ooh, do you like spiders?
No.
I don't like them either.
T, table. U, umbrella. V, vacuum?
Yep.
W, watch. X, x-ray?
Mm-hmm.
Y, yogurt.
What kind of yogurt is this?
Strawberry yogurt.
Do you like yogurt? What's your favorite?
I like the plain yogurt the best.
Okay. Do you put anything in it? No, just like it plain. It's pretty good.
Z, zebra.
Awesome! You did a great job. You can go ahead and hit one of these buzzers. Did you do anything? Everyone,
you're doing great.
Thanks, Jibo. He thinks you're doing an awesome job too. All right, we're going to go to our orange game next. So this one's going to be numbers. So you go ahead and just say the number, and I'll put it through.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20.
What happened? Trick you. How many did it go up by?
Five.
Yeah. So what do you think the next one's gonna be?
I don't know. 25?
What about the next one?
30.
You got it. What about the next one?
35.
We tricked you again. So what's this one?
40.
And then
50.
What do you think's next?
60. 70, 80, 90, 100.
100.
200. 500.
1,000. Nice. Have you done math like this in school? That's okay, if not. We could just, do you want to just read it out to me? So go ahead.
9 plus 7 equals.
That's okay. 16. You can say 16.
16.
Nice. What's this one? Read it out.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job. These ones are a little bit harder, so we could read these. We can just read these ones too.
Okay. 6 times 3 equals 18.
Can you say 18?
18. 21 divided by 3 equals
7. Alrighty, we're done with the math. You flew through that one too.
You're doing an awesome job.
Nice. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer for us. Okay. So for this one, these are like kind of like big flashcards. And they're going to be kind of silly words. So this right here is a cup. So if we have one cup, now we have
two cups.
Yeah, you got it. So for this one, we're going to call it a snack. So we have one
snack.
Yep. And now we have
two snacks.
This one we're going to call a foo.
A what?
Pretty silly, right? We're going to call it a foo. Can you say foo?
Foo.
So we have one foo. Now we have
two foos.
What's this? What do you think?
A crib?
Yep. Now we have
two cribs.
Ready for this one? This one's called a mip. Can you say mip?
Mip.
So we have one mip, now we have
two mips.
This one we're going to call a duck.
A what?
A duck with a P.
Duck?
So we have one
duck.
Now we have
two ducks.
A duck.
A shoe.
Now we have
two shoes.
This we're going to call a brib.
A brib?
Yep. So we have one brib, now we have
two bribs.
This we're going to call a skack. So if we have one, can you say skack?
Skack.
Now we have two.
Skacks.
What do you think this is?
A boat.
We're going to call it a ship.
Okay.
So we have one
ship.
Now we have
two ships.
This is a yag. So we have one
yag.
Now we have two
yags.
This we're going to call a pipe.
Okay.
So we have one
pipe.
Now we have
two pipes.
You know what this one is? A bell. So we have
one bell.
Now we have
two bells.
Can you tell what this is?
Is that a rock?
Yeah. You got it. Yep. So now we have
two rocks.
This we're going to call a smide. So we have one
smide.
Now we have
two smides.
What about this?
Purse.
We're going to call it a bag.
Okay.
So we have one
bag.
Now we have
two bags.
This we're going to call a kel.
Okay.
So we have one
kel.
Now we have
two kels.
This we're going to call a yak. So we have one
yak.
Now we have
two yaks.
Alrighty. This we're going to call a light. So we have one
light.
Now we have
two lights.
This is our last one. Can you tell what this is?
A playset.
Pretty close. What's this part? Just this part.
Slide.
Yep. So now we have we had one slide. Now we have
two slides.
Awesome. And they're all done with those ones. Pretty silly, right? You did a really good job. So you can go ahead and hit one of these buzzers for me. Awesome.
Great job.
Jibo's fine. So too. Okay. So now we're going to play our green game. So for this game, I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture. What do you see?
Oh my god.
Or tell me about the picture, what you think they're doing.
Fishing?
What are some of the things you see, Rudy?
A fish? I don't know what that is.
That's okay.
A boat. A boy and a lion?
Yeah. Why do you think they're in a boat together?
I don't know.
Would you get in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
They would eat me.
What? You think so? So where do you think they're gonna go? Would you go on an adventure with an animal on a boat?
No, because they'd probably take the boat.
You think so? They would? Have you been in a boat before?
Yes.
Wait, tell me about it. What'd you do?
So we basically just, I don't know. We just rode around river. We didn't really do anything else.
Did you go in the water at all?
Mm-hmm.
No. Do you like swimming?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I wish I was a mermaid.
You do? Wait, what would you do as a mermaid?
I don't know, just swim all day.
Yeah? Would you ever get tired?
No.
Never? What would you look like as a mermaid?
I don't know.
No. What color shirt would you want to wear?
Pink.
Pink, your favorite color. That'd be so cool. Wait, what do mermaids do all day?
I don't know. Swim? Go on adventures?
Yeah. Would you go to a different place? Where would you swim to?
I don't know.
Is there anything else about this picture you want to tell me? Anything else you see? Okay, we can go to the next one. What's going on in this picture? What's some of the things that you see?
A bed and clouds and a plane and cars and a sock and a a dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And a picture and a window and a tree. I don't really see anything else.
What do you think they're doing?
I don't know.
Why is there clouds in his room?
Maybe he doesn't have a roof.
You think there's no roof? What would that be like if you didn't have a roof in your bedroom?
I don't know.
Would you be cold or hot?
Probably, I don't know.
Does your room look like this?
No.
Is it clean or messy?
Most of the time it's messy.
Most of the time it's messy? Do you ever like to play pretend like him?
Yes.
What do you like to pretend that you are? Maybe. Do you ever pretend you're a mermaid?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you do to do that?
So So the first time we were just pretending our kitchen was the ocean, and the second time we were in the pool and we were pretending to be mermaids. And I was like actually going underwater.
Whoa.
And my sister was pretending to be a pirate, and she was trying to catch me.
Oh, did she catch you?
Yeah.
Oh no. So who's faster, somebody running with legs or someone swimming with a mermaid tail?
Oh no.
Why do you think his window's open?
I don't know.
Do you ever dress up like him? No. Have you been a mermaid for Halloween before? What have you dressed up as?
A bunch of princesses.
A bunch of princesses? Who?
I don't know, like all of them.
All of them? What's your favorite one to dress up as?
Probably Elsa.
Elsa? What did your outfit look like?
I don't know.
Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No.
All right, let's go to the next one. Ready? Whoa.
Why is there an octopus in her room?
You tell me, why do you think there's an octopus there?
Does she realize it's going to die? It needs water.
Now, where does an octopus live?
In the ocean. Far away from me.
Would you see one if you were a mermaid, you think?
Probably not. And if I did, I would just bury myself under the sand at the bottom of the ocean.
And hide from him? Why wouldn't you be his friend?
Because it's giant.
Oh. What else do you see in the picture?
A girl with a light bulb in her hand. Mm-hmm. And a mouse. And another mouse. And a dresser. And I don't know.
That's some good stuff. Where are they right now?
In the science lab?
Oh, what do you do in a science lab?
I don't know. Science?
Yeah. Have you ever done an experiment before?
Yes.
Wait, what'd you do?
I can't remember. But there was something this year in my classroom.
Oh, at school. You guys do science experiments a lot? Yeah. What's your favorite one to do? Can you remember it?
No.
Let's see.
Oh, I also see books on the floor.
Huh?
I also see books on the floor.
Oh, books on the floor? If you could do a science experiment, what would you do?
Oh no, try to make a flying car.
Oh my gosh. Hey, how? Do you know how?
No.
What would you do after you made a flying car?
I don't know. I would probably make it a new type of car.
Mm-hmm. Where would you fly to?
The moon.
The moon? Whoa. That'd be pretty cool. Do you think everybody should be driving flying cars?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you think we'd be stuck in traffic in the sky? Would we need roads? In the air?
No.
No?
Because because like I think the only reason that there's roads is so like you don't like bump into buildings and stuff.
Oh, that's true. What would your perfect flying car look like?
Pink. I love pink so much.
What would the inside look like?
Pink.
If you could color this picture, what colors would you make it?
Pink.
Everything pink. Even the mice.
Yes.
Maybe pink too.
If I could live in my own world, it would be everything pink.
That'd be a pretty fun world, wouldn't it? Okay.
Yeah, except for I would lose stuff easily.
You what?
I said yeah, except for I would lose stuff easily.
Oh, you'd lose stuff. Why would you lose stuff?
Because everything's the same color.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you want to tell about this picture? All right. This one's our last picture for this
game. Where's her legs even at? I don't even see feet.
What do you see in this picture?
A snail and a giant radish, I think that is. Mm-hmm. A fence, a kid, another snail, clouds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see anything else. Oh, I see her hat. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think she is?
In her garden.
Oh. What do you do in a garden?
Plant stuff.
Have you ever planted?
No. No, but I want to.
What would you want to plant?
Roses.
Ooh. Pink ones? Or would you plant other colors too?
Other colors too.
How do you know how to plant a rose? How do you do it?
We just dig a hole in the ground. And a tree growing out of the radish. I see leaves and that's basically it.
You said you saw some snails. What other animals would you find in a garden?
Worms. A lot of worms. And probably some bees too.
Do you like worms?
No.
Would you hold one?
No.
But they're pink. Alrighty, anything else you see in this picture? Want to tell me about? Okay, so we're all done with our picture game. You can go ahead and pick one buzzer, whichever one you want. Nice.
You're doing great.
So too. Alright, we're going to go to our blue game. Now this game is some reading. Could you read out loud for me?
Don't sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll just do this one.
Oh my god.
I bet you're an awesome reader.
I am. Ow. Kosai is a science museum. Ow. I don't know his name.
You sound it out?
how to sound that out.
Okay. Dion?
Dion went to Kosai with his Nana and cousin Jana. They went to the space room. The room was dark. Dion held onto his cousin Jana's hand because he was afraid. Dion saw lots of stars in the room that made him feel dizzy. Dion walked slowly through the tunnel. His heart was beating very... rapidly.
Yeah, you got it.
His feet moved slowly. There were children in front of Dion and children behind him too. How will all of us get out of the tunnel? He thought. Dion was scared. His feet would not go. The stars kept spinning and he felt dizzy. Jana held Dion's hand and smiled. You can do this, Jana said. I am here with you. The kids in front of Dion were gone. The children behind Dion waited for Dion to move. Dion took a deep breath. He walked slowly. Jana held Dion's hand. Then Dion opened his eyes and he was out of the tunnel. Thank you, Jana, said Dion. I was afraid at first, but you helped me be brave. I do not feel dizzy anymore. I'd like to try it again. I'm proud of you, Dion. You were quite brave, said Jana. Dion and Jana ran to Nana. That was so much fun. Can we go again? Dion asked. Nana, let's go, shouted Jana. Dion and Jana ran out of the space room so that they could go through the star tunnel again.
Gosh. Awesome job reading. You did great. Do you want to read some more? No? Okay, we'll go to the next one. Alrighty. We're going to play our pink game now, so you can go ahead and hit one of these. Okay, so for this game, I want you to tell me what they're doing, and then step by step how you do it.
Brushing his teeth.
Mm-hmm. How did you do that?
You put toothpaste on a toothbrush, mm-hmm. and then you rub it on your teeth.
Yeah. When do you brush your teeth?
Once a week. I hate brushing my teeth.
Why do you hate it?
Because it takes so long.
How long do you have to brush them?
Like 2 minutes.
Is there any songs you can sing while you brush them?
No.
Okay. Go to the next one.
Washing his hands. Just put soap on your hands and then scrub it and then you put it under the water.
When do you wash your hands?
After you use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And before you eat. Tie in your shoes. And I don't know this because I don't know how to tie my shoes.
What kind of shoes do you wear? How do you put them on?
I just wear all my shoes that I don't have to tie. Sometimes I wear my shoes that I have to tie, but my mom ties them.
What are these called that you tie them with?
Tennis shoes?
Yeah. And this part? Little strings?
Strings?
Yeah, you can call them strings or shoelaces. Stuff like that. What's this person doing?
Eating. Well, they're pouring stuff in the bowl that they're going to eat. Or they're going to give it to their downed dog or something.
Oh.
Because that might be dog food. And she just got herself a cup of water. Or she's using that cup of water to put it in the dog's food. The water bowl. She's putting that in the water bowl and that in the dog bowl. Or she's just trying to eat cereal.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
How do you feed your dog?
So we have a big giant bag. I just get the cup out of the bag that we use and then put it in his bowl. And if I need to put more in, I just do it again.
Oh. And then, do you like eating cereal?
Yes. I heard that people put magnets in the cereal, like little tiny bits of magnets.
That's not good. So you gotta check for them when you eat it? I've never seen any magnets in my cereal.
Me either.
How do you make your cereal?
You just put it in a bowl. Some people put milk in, but I don't like milk with it. Yeah, it tastes like worms. It's like, feels like worms. But it tastes... I also don't like the taste of milk. So, yeah.
What kind of cereal do you like to eat?
I love Fruit Loops.
What's your favorite?
He's putting on a shirt.
How do you get dressed in the morning?
I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm. What do you put on first?
My shirt.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
My underwear. Mm-hmm. Because you can't put your shorts or your pants on before you put on underwear.
Sure.
Unless you want everybody seeing your underwear.
And that would be silly, right? What about, do you think it's hot or cold outside your
heels? Cold.
Why do you think that?
Because that looks like a thick shirt.
Oh. So what do you wear when it's hot outside?
Like a tank top or a dress or shirt and shorts. She's making cupcakes?
Mm-hmm.
Or decorating them?
Yeah.
So to decorate cupcakes, you just put the stuff on top of it.
How do you make them?
I don't know.
Have you ever made them before?
Yes, but with help.
Mm-hmm. Do you like mixing the stuff in the bowl?
Yes. And then I like licking the spoon.
Yes. But wait, who gets to lick the spoon, you or your sister?
We usually use two spoons so we can both mix it.
What do you like decorating your cupcakes like?
Pink. I don't know what she's... Yeah, I don't even know what she's doing.
What do you think this stuff is?
Paint.
Yeah.
But then why does she have toothpaste in her hand?
That might be paint, too.
Oh.
So how do you paint a picture?
You just, draw with a brush.
What did she paint?
Sun.
What do you like to paint?
Rainbow.
Ooh. Have you noticed a pattern with the colors of our games? If we started with the red game and went to the orange one, then yellow, green. What's that? What is it?
It's a rainbow.
It's a rainbow.
So I will paint it. he is sitting in a seat.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
A buckle.
How do you put your buckle on?
You just... I don't know how to explain it, so you just...
Where do you put a seatbelt on? What are you in?
A seat.
A seat where? In a flying car? Maybe? We'd have to wear seatbelts in flying cars, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we would. Have you ever flown in a plane before?
Yes, but I was sleeping most of the time.
Oh, okay. Alright, we'll do a few more of these. What's this one?
She's feeding her teddy bear.
What do you think she's feeding it?
I hope something that isn't a liquid.
Do you feed your teddy bears?
No. And if I do, I use play food.
Oh. What kind of play food do you like to give them?
Carrots.
Do you like carrots?
I love carrots. And so does my sister.
So, would you grow roses and carrots in your garden?
Yeah.
How would you grow a carrot?
You just put the stem of a carrot in there? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Because carrots don't even have seeds, do they?
I think so. You tell me, you like the carrots, right?
I don't cut them open, no, I just eat the tiny ones.
Is there anything else you like to do with your stuffed animals? Any games you play?
No, I just basically leave them on my bed. Sometimes I make like stories with them, with my sister. Wherever she went. Oh my god, I don't even know if that's a boy or a girl.
That's okay, what are they doing?
This. they're being crazy.
What are they wearing?
Clothes.
Like what?
I don't know.
You don't know. Have you ever dressed up like that?
No.
No?
Have you?
Yes. I have a wand. For sure. Do you have a wand?
Yes, I have 2 million.
You have 2 million wands, so you dressed up like them. And do you have sunglasses?
Yes.
I'm sure you have sneakers.
Yes.
Are you going to go home and dress up like them today?
No, I can't. I don't have whatever dad is.
A tie? Something like that?
My dad probably doesn't have them either.
That's okay. You can wear whatever you want. Do you like to dress up other than on Halloween? ever just dress up for fun?
No.
Should we do one more and then we're done? Okay, what's happening in this one?
Going down the slide.
How do you do that?
You just walk up the stairs and then sit.
What if there's two people?
Well, then you wait your turn.
Oh, why can't you both go down?
Because you will kick each other's butt.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be good. Where are slides usually?
Outside.
Do you have a slide?
Yes. Which is like as tall as that camera right there.
Oh, that's a pretty tall one. Do you ever get scared to go down it?
Nah.
No. Because your sister?
No. She's the one who's barely ever afraid. But she was afraid to go in like that tunnel in the water. I mean, the ocean area. There was like a tunnel. She was afraid to go in it. But I went in it. Then I came out because there was a bunch of kids screaming in there.
Oh. Yeah. But maybe she's less scared after she saw you do it. That's pretty cool. Awesome. Well, you did a great job playing our games. You could hit every buzzer if you want.
Yay!
Only
what the heck?
Press harder. Awesome job.
Great job.
Do you want to see Jibo dance or make pizza?
Yeah.
Which one?
Make pizza.
Can you ask him?
How do I ask a robot?
You can say, Jibo, can you make pizza, please?
Jibo, can you make pizza, please?